It's been 1 year since a shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School left three people dead. Hundreds of first responders and medical professionals pitched in during the aftermath of that violence. As Sarah Lear reports, these workers are dealing with complicated feelings as they navigate the tragedy's 1 year mark.
When the call came in late in the morning on December 16th, police wondered if it was a swatting incident. It wasn't. Multiple people were shot at a private pre-K through 12 school on Madison's east side.
Crafter, do you want to go ahead?
Got a call coming at Abundant Life Christian Church, 4901 for Engine 5 and Medic 5 for a shooter.
Jimmy Imel is a Madison police lieutenant. He was working that day and remembers it well.
Everyone dropped what they were doing to rush to that school. Lunches were half eaten, reports were half typed.
A 15-year-old student had opened fire in a mixed-grade study hall, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old teacher Aaron West. The shooter died by suicide. Her father now faces criminal charges after prosecutors say he gave her access to two handguns that she brought to school that day. Six other people were injured, two of them critically. Madison paramedic Joe Perillo was in the first transport ambulance to arrive at the scene. He knew he needed to treat the surviving patient who was in the worst shape. That was 17-year-old Sammy Garduno Martinez, who is awake but confused after sustaining multiple bullet wounds.
My exact words were, "That's my guy. We're taking him." And it still rings true today. Sammy's my guy.
Sammy was rushed to American Family Children's Hospital, where he immediately underwent surgery to his brain and abdomen. Dr. Adam Brinkman performed one of those surgeries. He remembers walking into the operating room after learning there had been a school shooting.
I felt sick to my stomach. I felt sad. I felt angry. I felt in shock.
Another critically injured boy, 14-year-old River Clardy, also underwent multiple surgeries. River survived and was released from the hospital in late January. But Sammy's injuries were even more serious. After suffering inflammation of his brain, the former cross-country runner was put into a medically induced coma. For Brinkman, December 16th will always be a somber day. To mark 1 year since the shooting, he plans to go for a run so he has time to reflect.
There are still those moments, those seconds in time that are ingrained in my mind. And I have to think about those and deal with those. I can't suppress them.
Another doctor, Megan Gusick, is an emergency physician who oversaw the medical response on the day of the shooting. For hours, she was swamped. She didn't have time to be alone with her thoughts until she drove to her son's daycare.
And I got in my car to go pick up my kid, and I just lost it because it was a really heavy day.
When River and Sammy were finally let out of the hospital, Gusick made sure the first responders who treated them were there. That included Perillo, the paramedic, who says he feels a connection to Sammy that's unlike anything else he's felt in his career.
A sense of innocence to that as being a child, or a sense of innocence of a school.
While Sammy was in the hospital, Perillo kept asking for updates. He met Sammy's parents and went to his high school graduation ceremony. And on the day Sammy was discharged, as hospital staff blew bubbles and waved streamers, Perillo wheeled Sammy out.
I said, "Hey man, I brought you in here 295 days ago, and I'm going to bring you out."
Sammy is now in a rehab facility as he works to relearn tasks like walking and speaking. Perillo can't forget what he saw inside the Abundant Life School a year ago. But he also has new images to think about, like Sammy's smile and the bubbles floating in the air when he left the hospital. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.